of his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Well, good morning. Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the morning motivation broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. I am here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're tackling life's everyday issues, your issues and my issues, with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. Each day, I tackle a new topic. We hold group prayer, and I assign a new task for you to complete. All of this is within 15 minutes, so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is, why is your outer circle naming your baby? Why is your outer circle naming your baby? And our scripture for this morning comes from the book of Luke, chapter 1. Yes, we've been in Luke this whole week, and I'm loving it. And we will start at verse 57 and go down to verse 64. While you're getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, upcoming events. You can even go get some of this breakfast if you missed it on other days on my website at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. So let's get ready and delve into this breakfast this morning. I'm going to the book of Luke, chapter 1, starting at verse 57, and I'm reading from the KJV. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, there is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, his name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, talking about Zacharias, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. What is our topic for this morning? Why is your outer circle naming your baby? Now, we have been in the book of Luke this entire week. And on Monday, I focused on your mouth is going to get you in trouble. So we started off talking about how Gabriel came to Zacharias, who is the father now in this portion of John the Baptist, to announce to him that God was going to give he and his wife a son. And Zacharias did not believe this. So then the angel Gabriel said, I am Gabriel that stands in the presence of God. And since Zacharias didn't believe this, Gabriel shut Zacharias' mouth, or made him mute until the time that the baby would be born, which is where you see now where it said his mouth was loosed. Then on yesterday, we continued in the book of Luke, and I taught you one word can make a difference. One word can make a difference. So I focused on where Gabriel then left Zacharias and went to Mary to announce that she would birth Jesus, and how Mary, as opposed to Zacharias, responded with praise and in belief. Her response was, according to your word, be it unto me. According to what you have said, be it unto me. So that one word, that yes, that amen, that believing God made the difference. Now we come to the point today where Elizabeth has had, or she has birthed or delivered John. And all of her family, her friends, show up. They're excited because Elizabeth was in old age. She was very elderly when she had John. And naturally, in the natural realm, I should say, it was impossible for her to get pregnant. She was what we would have called barren. So everyone is excited. They show up, and then they start determining what this baby should be named. Her outer circle of people. They show up, they're happy, and they say, well, what do you want to name the baby? And Elizabeth replies with, his name shall be called John. See, Gabriel had already told Zacharias that the baby shall be named John. But then her outer circle said, no. You can't call him John because there's nobody named John. Zacharias is not named John. We don't have any family members named John. And according to our custom and tradition, he should carry on the name of the family, so he should be called Zacharias. Now, Elizabeth is the mother. She's told them what the name should be, but that doesn't suffice for them. So then they turn around to Zacharias and say, well, Zacharias, what do you want to call him? Because Elizabeth has already said John, but we, the outer circle, don't believe that that should be the baby's name. So we're not just going to leave it alone. We're going to now come to you and say that what your wife said about the baby that the two of you have doesn't suffice. What do you want to call him, Zacharias? So Zacharias wrote down, his name shall be called John, and then his tongue was loosed. I wonder for you today how many times that you have allowed people who really have no place within the divine purpose of your life, who really are not the people who have your best interest at heart, who are not the people that were there when God proclaimed to you the promise, the purpose, the mission that he had for you, to speak into your life and name your baby, in other words, your purpose. See, there is a problem when we allow those who are not qualified to come into our lives and to tell us that despite us telling them what God has told us should happen, that we really have not heard from God. There is a problem when you will allow outer people to come into your marriage and speak into your marriage something that is in opposition to what you have heard from God. There are so many marriages that break up because of friends, family, associates, where we allow the other people to tell us how they feel we ought to proceed. And maybe you've already received instruction from the Lord. You've interceded. You've gone to God, whether you're the husband or the wife listening to this broadcast, about your family and what should happen. But all of these outer circle people come in and say, I wouldn't do it that way. I know you said you heard from God, but honey, that man, he don't know how to treat you right. So you need to leave. Now, I'm not talking about situations where he's abusing you or beating you, because your safety should always be your priority. But maybe he just didn't say it the way you, your friends thought he should say it. Let me tell you something. I don't know if you watch, any of you watch, Discovery ID or the station where they're showing people who have been arrested, you know, or they have killed people, and they're going back through these stories. But I was watching this last year, and they had a story on, or a documentary portion, about this person who used to work for Joyce Meyer And I can still see this in my mind as I tell you about it, because I just was in amazement as I watched this story. So this guy worked for Joyce Meyer Security, and he was at that time, and he was in a high level of authority. Well, his wife, he would travel to different events. So he had to go to an event down in Florida, but he lived up north. So his wife reached out to one of her best friends who lived in Florida. And she said, well, my husband is coming. He doesn't know anyone there. I want you, to meet up with him, make sure he has a good time and everything. Now, understand, though, that she had not seen this, quote, best friend, unquote, in many years. They really were not even communicating on a frequent basis like best friends should do. The husband went there for the conference, which was a religious conference. He went to lunch with the best friend. And how about the best friend began to come on to him, and they ended up having an affair. Now, he, unbeknownst to the wife, he and the best friend began to plan for him to divorce the wife and marry the best friend. So all of a sudden, he has more conventions in Florida. He's showing up more. He's more distant to the wife at home. So the wife notices this, and she confronts him, still not knowing that it's her best friend that he's cheating with. And she confronts him about this, and she calls the ministry and reports this, because Joyce Meyer at that time, and maybe she still does, but at that time she had a mandate that you could not be in leadership and get divorced. If there was an issue, you had to go to counseling, and you and your spouse needed to work through it. And I applaud Joyce Meyer for that. She wanted to make sure that her leadership was living the life that she was ministering about. So the couple went through counseling. However, the man did not stop cheating. So it got to a point where the best friend started pressuring him. Okay, when are you going to divorce your wife? When are you going to divorce your wife? And all this time, his wife doesn't know it's the best friend. So he starts writing threatening letters and putting them in their mailbox. And the wife begins to reach out to the police. Someone's threatening us. And I got to speed this up because we're almost out of time. But I know, just like me, as you're listening to this, you're like, oh, my God. So the wife starts reaching out to the police. Someone is threatening me. In other words, he's staging this situation. Then one day, he goes to the gym, or goes somewhere that he later says he had gone to the gym. And then he comes back and he calls the police. His wife and their two kids, I think it was two sons, are dead. Everybody is distraught. As someone has broken into this home and killed his wife and his two kids. You want to know the end of that story? The husband is in prison. He was the one who was convicted for killing his wife and his two kids. What happened is that the police kept investigating. They talked with him. He was not a suspect at all, because he was an upstanding, upright man. But as they begin tracing his steps, they show up to speak with the girlfriend, because the husband didn't know some of his wife's contact information for all of her family. That's what it was. And he told them that this lady would know. Well, when the police showed up at the lady's home, she didn't really know everything that was going on, so she told them that she had been having an affair with the husband, and that's how they found out, and he was convicted. Now do you understand what I mean about your circle? This lady, this wife, trusted her friend, trusted her enough to put her husband in her hands, only for that friend, who was really an outer circle friend, but who was disguised as an inner circle friend, to take hold of her baby, her husband, her marriage, her children, her destiny, her husband's destiny, and to begin to flirt. And I'm not blaming this on the woman, because the husband had a choice. All I'm trying to show you is this was an outer circle person to whom she gave her baby. And the name that the outer circle gave to her baby was adultery. The name that the outer circle gave to her baby was destruction of your marriage. The name that the outer circle gave to her baby was death of your other children, death of you, and conviction of your husband. Who are you letting name your own baby from your outer circle? Let's get ready and go into prayer. I want you to begin to praise the Lord right now, because I know God is breaking some chains right now for you and for me. He's breaking some chains. He's putting things back into alignment. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the holy name of Jesus. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. Lord, we thank you because you would not have us ignorant of Satan's devices. This is why you gave us this word this morning, so that we would begin to take stock of who is in our circle, who is whispering in our ears, who is giving us advice, who we're sharing our innermost secrets with, who we are allowing to name our purpose, to name our destiny, to name our marriage, to name our children, to name our relationships, to name our future, to name us, who we are giving our babies over to, Lord, to speak into our lives and name our futures. Lord, help us this morning to realize that everything that we have comes from you, and that you have given us divine purpose. You have a plan for our lives, and we must be careful sharing all of our intimate details, always letting the left hand know what the right hand is doing, always divulging every argument, every situation, every delay, everything to our outer circle. Lord, they're not there for our benefit. So it's time for us to now get in alignment with you. Help us, Lord, to stay focused and to run this race, to run the race you've given each listener, not Rossi's race, but their race. Help me not to run their race, but Rossi's race. For every husband that's listening, help him to find his joy again with his wife, to run that race. And not to give his marriage over, not to give his children, his wife over. For every wife that's listening, help her to run the race for her marriage, not to give her husband over. For every man, woman that's engaged, that's in a relationship, and they know that this is of God, help that man, help that woman. Help us not to give our children over. Help us not to let people name our children lazy. Ain't gonna be nothing. Drug addicts, felons. Help us to stop letting people name our babies, our ministries. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Come on and magnify the Lord. He just broke some chains this morning. You're gonna stop letting people speak into your life that are truly in your outer circle, even if they present as an angel of light or a fraud, as someone who's in your inner circle. From now on, you will know the difference. Hallelujah. Our announcements for this morning. First of all, I want to thank everyone who tuned in to Triple Threat Tuesdays on yesterday, where we got motivated, got educated, and got heard. So for those of you who tuned in to my law office's broadcast, you be the jury. It was awesome. We ran out of time discussing HBCUs and President Trump's new executive order. When we ended, people were still calling in trying to speak. If you missed that, it's posted on my law office site. Please go listen to it and hear the different perspectives of how the callers, also known as jurors, felt about the HBCUs and the new executive order. The law office website is called rossiwilliams.com, C-A-L-L. RAWSIWilliams.com. Go to the outreach page and you can hear that broadcast. Also, please do not forget that I'm taking your prayer requests. Go online to the ministry site at fillthefire.com. Enter your prayer requests, because on Fridays I will pray over them live. So go to the morning motivation page at fillthefire.com and enter your prayer request. Now, our task for this morning. Well, our topic was, why is your outer circle naming your baby? Your task for this morning is for you to take stock of everyone whom you are allowing to speak into your life, those people in your circle, and for you to weigh out whether or not they should be in your inner circle or your outer circle and to place them accordingly. You don't have to be mean. You don't have to be rude. You don't have to tell them, I'm putting you in my outer circle. But pray for wisdom. Say, Lord, show me who's meant to speak into my life here. Show me who's meant to be in my life. And for those people, Lord, help me to guard the relationship. But for those, Lord, who are just here, but they're not meant to be in my inner circle, show me so that I can still be nice, but I will take what they say with a grain of salt because I cannot give them my baby. Meet me for breakfast again in the morning, 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Call in at 323-870-4180. 323-870-4180. You've been well fed this morning. Don't miss your breakfast tomorrow morning. Motivation.